I got to ask you this on the record. Are you out of your mind? You have a strange way of approaching retirement.
Well, Bob, well, that's, you know, you got me laughing here. But, you know, I guess you might have said the same thing when I ran for the mayor. But I ran because I said, look, I'll run as hard as I possibly can and work as hard as I possibly can to advocate for the citizens of Timmins. So what I'm doing right now is just an extension of that same job as the mayor, based on a larger scale, which I think that if I am successful, have more of an impact than on the files that I really, 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 I think are tremendously important for the city of Timmins. You know, I'm a mining guy. You know I can recite off of, I've done it many, many times, all the projects that are so important, not only for Timmins, but in the region. And I said for since I've been here, if the region's successful, then Timmins be successful. You know, the agricultural file alone will, if we're successful on this, will diversify the economy, and I think it'll just stabilize the future of Timmins forever. Not to mention the fact that when we talk about 135,000 acres biodiversity project that will be taking the wood product and making foam for vehicle seats. We should be manufacturing the stuff here, selling it, and shipping it internationally. The other files that are incredibly important for the city of Timmins. We talk about the opioid crisis. We talk about the homeless problem, and we're actively involved on those. And I'll have much more impact if I'm actually in Queen's Park with the ministers, talking to them on a daily basis on those critically important files for the city of Timmins. So that's what I'm doing this.
Here's an understatement. The Premier spoke very glowingly of you yesterday, and there's been a rumor around that he has said you will be his Minister of Northern Development and Mines. Can you confirm or deny?
Well, he will tell you that he won't promise you anything, and I would certainly be honored if I was chosen to be honored with that position.
Do you see your position as candidate now until next June being a conflict with your position as mayor of Timmins?
No, I don't. I mean, my role of the mayor is effectively, I think it's just an extension of whatever the provincial responsibilities might be. I think it's not going to change who I am or how I operate and how the city runs and how I function with the council. Peace, order, and government are—they're of course that's what are guaranteed with our constitution, and it's exactly how I approach the job as the mayor, and I expect that it's again an extension of how I see all the files developing within the province.
Your wife and family must be very understanding and supportive.
Well, my wife is certainly very very understanding. My family as well. I think that they understand the passions that I have, and I'm very grateful that they allow me to exercise them.
Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Just that, as always, thank you for the city, the citizens of Timmins. I think we've got a wonderful Timmins, and I'll continue to work on as hard as I possibly can to advocate for the city of Timmins.
Thanks for this. I'm sure we'll talk a few times over the next several months.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
As always, a pleasure.